She is the women's ministry here at Vintage Faith Foursquare Church in Culver City, California. We believe every woman is seen by her Creator. She is rooted in Christ's goodness, and she is strong and courageous. We hope you are encouraged by the messages that come from our quarterly gatherings. You can visit us online at www.vffchurch.com/she.
Grace Kladnick, she is the co-pastor with Matt Kladnick at Vintage Faith. And she's just an incredible person. We're so lucky to have her shepherd this. I mean, she's such a powerful leader in the church and with the women's ministry. And she has such a strong vision for how she sees it. And she's been dreaming about this. She's been talking about it. We've been brainstorming. There's been, you know, a lot of planning that's gone on. And I think, you know, she just has such a heart for women. She has a heart for women living up to their potential. And I would say I'm standing here today because she was in my life and she helped me reach my potential. So she's just an incredible person that wants every woman to find their place in this world with God at the helm. And so she's absolutely going to unfold that vision for us tonight. We're so excited and delighted to hear from her. Can we stand up and honor her as she comes up?
Hey girl, hey. So let's get sassy. It's girls. We don't get to do this on Sunday mornings, right? We can do girl things. Can you just turn to someone again and say, you are beautiful, you are awesome. But did you know that God likes to have fun, and it's okay to laugh, it's okay to get silly and have a lot of fun, but like Tyra said, I'm Grace, and I am a pastor, believe it or not. I am credentialed and everything, and I'm so excited to talk about who is she, right? And we have been kind of teasing this out for a couple of weeks and excited to unpack it for you today. I'm not going to really give a sermon per se, but I'm going to give you a picture of what I feel like God has given me for my life and for my sisters. And that we would live in a reality that many of us are not living in at this moment. When I look at myself in the mirror and when I look at my girlfriends, I look and I see women who are free, who are bold, who are courageous, who are strong, but they don't necessarily live that way. When I look in the mirror, I know what God says about me, that he loves me, that he knows every hair on my head. Have you heard that scripture before? He knows, and you lose hair a lot. I mean, that's like kind of crazy. And especially when you're pregnant. Like I have these wings from my last pregnancy. What in the world? Thank you, Lord. But he knows these little wing hairs. He knows how many wing hairs I have, how many chin hairs we all have. He knows. Nobody? I'm the only one. Okay. They creep up. Like you have nothing. And then all this, where it's like an inch long, you can put a bead on it. Like you're braiding it. Like where did it come from? Oh my gosh. So not you girls, but me, I got the chin here. But God loves us. But when I look in the mirror, sometimes I know these things, right? I know it in my head. I read the Bible and I know what God says. I know what my friends say, but sometimes I don't feel it, right? We look in that mirror and we're like, I know you're supposed to be awesome, but I don't feel so awesome. I feel like a failure most of the time. I feel like I'm struggling most of the time. So how do we get to a place where we look in the mirror and even when we are struggling, you're awesome, you're awesome. And we rest in the truth, okay? Because there's truth. And there's what we sometimes believe about ourselves. Right. And it's not necessarily the truth of what God says. And so how can we be women who stand firm no matter what society tells us, no matter what a friend might say, an enemy might say, a boss might say, we stand firm on who we know who we are created to be. Amen? Amen? So how do we get there? I have no idea. Does anyone have any? I was hoping you guys would help me out with this. We got to be intentional. If you don't watch it, you will blink and your life will be gone. Those of you who have kids that are now in college, right? Everyone, because I have an 8-month-old, a five-year-old, and everyone who sees me with my 8-month-old, I mean, every person, just, it goes by so fast. I just married my son off or whatever it is. I'm like, yeah. I'm trying to like appreciate that it goes by fast, even though it's hard. You know, if you have little ones at home, you're like, when's the fast part gonna happen? Because that's, everyone talks about it. And so it goes by so fast. Not to mention, none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. We don't know when our last day is. So how do we live? How do we live as women who are strong and courageous and bold? We have to be intentional. If you are not intentional about your life, you will not see the things that you want to see. You will not even see the things that God has for you. He has a plan for you and it's awesome, but you will not see it if you're not intentional in setting your face to him, setting your steps to him, right? So you're like, great, I have like a mile long to-do list and you just added be intentional to it, Grace. It's worth it. So let's look at Matthew 13. If you have a Bible, it's in the pew, you can grab that. If not, you can just read right along here with me. And Jesus loved to talk in what they called parables, and these were stories. Don't you love a good storyteller? Jesus liked to tell stories, and he told his disciples and his friends listening, he told them this story. He said, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up and the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root, other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. And Jesus is showing us this picture. And many of us are not farmers, so maybe we don't quite get that, right? But Jesus is showing us this picture of seed being scattered onto the ground, right? And if you're wanting to plant a crop, and let's say that you want to plant corn, and you're putting the seed out there, and some of that seed is going to fall on the rocks, some of it's going to fall on an area that has weeds all around it, and some is going to fall on good soil. And what is going to lend towards the best crop being produced is the good soil. So as women, how do we live in such a way that we're in good soil? That we let ourselves get rooted and grounded in the goodness of God so that we can produce awesome things from our lives, like patience and love and kindness. How does that happen? 15 years ago, my husband Matt and I, we were married and we were graduating Bible college and we were applying for jobs and we got all these listings for different positions, pastoral positions, youth pastor positions, and one came up and it was in Kansas. And if that doesn't sound glamorous enough, it said in Tornado Alley. Like, who puts that on a job ad, right? I mean, find something else to talk about. And the only thing that I know about tornadoes is from what I remember in the movie Twister. Do you guys remember that? Like, I don't want to be in a tornado because I don't want to get hit by a cow. Like, what? There's cows flying around? That's terrifying. So when I saw this job listing for Kansas, I was like, we're not going to cow Tornadoville. Like, that's just not going to happen. But I have a friend who moved recently to Oklahoma, and I was asking her because she lives in a place where there's a lot of tornadoes. And I was like, do you have cows? Like, do you see the cows coming? Like, what is happening? And I asked her, I was like, hey, so what's it like living in a place that has tornadoes? Like, that really freaks me out. And she said, well, you know what? Nowadays, everything is built to last a tornado. And so she said, the windows are extra paned window glasses. So wind won't shatter it. And every building is built with this fortified steel, so it'll stand. And if that isn't enough, Grace, she said, every neighborhood has an underground shelter. That a siren that goes off gives you enough time, they can predict where it's coming, gives you enough time to get to your underground shelter, right? So I was like, okay, maybe I'd be okay with the cows if I could have an underground shelter. But she told me, yeah, it's all about being prepared. And just like tornadoes, your life is gonna hit some storms. You're gonna encounter some things that are really hard and really tricky. And storms in life are inevitable and unpredictable, right? More reason for us to be prepared and secured. They're gonna come. If you're not in one right now, just wait. Yeah. Not to be a Debbie Downer, but storms. Even Jesus said this in John 16:33. He says, I have told you all of this that you may have peace in me, because here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. Anybody can testify to that? But take heart, because I have overcome the world. So when we talk about being a woman who is strong, who is courageous, we have got to be planted in something that's much stronger. The foundation of our life has to be way more secure than what a guy thinks of us, a relationship status, a work status, money. It has got to be on something much firmer than any of that. Because here we have Jesus that says, hey, you're going to encounter trouble. If you became a Christian or if you're here tonight and you're like, I'm just checking this out, let me just be real frank. Life doesn't just all of a sudden become unicorns when you ask Jesus into your life. Can I tell you, even more stuff comes at you sometimes. Can I tell you that all hell feels like it's coming at you sometimes in life? But can I also tell you that you have the strength of Jesus Christ in your corner? You have a foundation that is not gonna be shaken when you have it in Christ. So if you're in a place where you're feeling shaken, where's your foundation? If you're in a place where you're, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can, where is your foundation? And so quickly we can step off of the foundation of Jesus Christ onto those other things, right? It's so easy. It's so easy. And so quickly you can step right back on.
Yeah.
Right? And he is there, arms open, not, I told you so. Why did it take you so long? He doesn't do that. He goes, come here. Let me embrace you. Let me show you. Can I just tell you the moments of crisis that I have been in? They stink. They stink. There's nothing fun about a storm. Okay? But I have never in my life felt closer to the presence of God than I have in those moments. If you allow yourself to lean into the arms of God, he is there for you. If you allow yourself to say, Jesus, I don't have the answers, but I know you do. And even I'm kind of mad at you right now that I'm even going through this, but I don't know what else to do but to run to your arms. He is our sure foundation. He's what we need. Amen? John 10:10, and this is one of my favorite verses, and you're gonna be like, what? It's one of my favorite verses. John 10:10 says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. This is truth. When you're facing something hard, the first thing we want to say is, God, why did you? Can I tell you that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy? Did you guys see my shirt? Not today, devil. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And sometimes I have to remind myself of this when I am really in it. And doesn't the devil love it that we churn our worship away from God when we're in a struggle and when we're going through a hard thing? He loves it because he knows where your strength is found, it's in the presence of God. What happened tonight in worship, that's where you get strengthened. In the presence of God, there is nothing like it. And the devil loves it that you run away from the presence. He loves it that he's whispering lies in your ear, telling you you're not worthy, telling you it's God's fault. He loves it that you're believing those lies because you stay out of the presence of God where he knows is where your strength is. So he comes in and he picks you right off because he steals, kills, and destroys us. There is not truth in the enemy. Who am I preaching to? There is not truth in him. The truth is found in Jesus. And he says, I'm with you. I'll never leave you. I'm going to strengthen you. So when we separate ourselves from the presence of God, back to tornadoes, it's like living in a trailer park. No offense against trailer parks, but you don't want to be in a trailer park when a tornado comes through. Have you ever been watching the news? And you're like, why did they stay in the trailer park? Like, get out of there. Because there's literally nothing left of those homes. When you step outside of the covering of God, outside of his presence, guess where you are? Vulnerable, ready to be destroyed. Come on, ladies. If we are gonna look into the mirror and say, you are strong, you are courageous, you can do it. We have got to have our feet firmly planted on something more solid than what we read in a magazine or what our news feed tells us or how many likes we got. It has to be something much deeper than that. Come on. Does anyone want that kind of life? He has called us to live a life that is abundant. If you are settling for anything less than that, where's your foundation? Abundant, full of joy. Have you ever met someone who's full of joy and it's like, you should not be happy? Right? Like, I see your husband. Your kids are crazy. Like, why are you, like, are you oblivious? Or, like, what? Do I need to tell you how it is? Someone who's just so full of joy, man, that comes from somewhere much deeper than let me conjure that up. It's a strength. It's a foundation in their life. I want that kind of joy. Right. So we're going to talk about three things. Who is she? The first thing we're going to talk about is she is seen. You are seen by God. He sees you when no one else sees you. He sees the very condition of your heart that you're afraid to show anyone else. And not only does he see you, but he loves you despite it. She is seen. He knows us intimately. We can't hide from his presence. We try to, right? We can't hide from him. He sees us. He knows us. He loves us. He created us. Who else on this planet can we look at and be known so deeply but him? And so when we have a struggle and we have a heartache and we have a weight, he can handle it. He sees it. Years ago, before we had Polly, we tried to get pregnant for years and years, and that's its own journey. And we got pregnant, and we lost the baby 6 weeks in. And I'll tell you, I was so mad. I was so mad. We had prayed. We were pastors, okay? Like, I used that with him. I was like, I'm a pastor, God. And I was so mad, and that mad turned into bitter and angry, and it just got ugly, right? I remember waking up every night just like, oh, like just so mad, you know, swear words, the whole thing. Anyway, I was struggling. I was struggling, and every night it was the same thing. Every night I would say, God, you know, why did you let this happen? Haven't I done enough good things for you? Do you not see what I'm doing? God, you know, have we ever had those real honest conversations? Like, you're a jerk, right? I don't like you. And it was probably about night 3 or 4. I woke up and I was, oh, so mad. And I just felt like the Lord say to me, you're asking me the wrong question. And then I was really ticked. Like, I'm like, can't even ask the right question. Fine. And then for about another day, I was like, you know, forget it. So then finally I came back another day and I said, all right, fine. What's the question that I'm supposed to ask you? we can be brats to the Lord. Like, it's, he can handle it. So quickly, I heard him say, ask me where I was when this happened. And I was like, no, I don't want to, because I know the answer. But I saw a picture in my mind that was so comforting to me. I was still mad and I was still struggled for a long time. But I saw a picture of Jesus with me. And he was with that baby. And he was crying with me. He was collecting my tears as I cried. You are seen by God. When you cry, he is with you. When you yell out, he is there. He can handle it. He loves it that you come to him with your real, honest emotions. Isn't it beautiful when you're finally really honest and someone says, I accept you still? And that's what Jesus does. So awesome. When you have a friend like that, or somebody who's like, oh, me too. You know, like they're in it with you. Isn't it beautiful? And that's Jesus. And he says, I see you. I love you regardless. Come here. I want to give you a hug. I want to lavish my love on you. The second thing that I want to say, ladies, is that she is rooted. She's rooted. Have you ever seen the pictures of trees that are uprooted after a storm? And like, look at that massive tree, right? And its root system wasn't deep enough to withstand the wind that came at it. And to look in the mirror and know who we are and who we're called to be and live in that truth, we have to have our roots deep down. Because the winds are gonna come and the storms of life are gonna come. And it's okay to get knocked around a little bit, swaying back and forth, but when your roots are plugged in deep, you're not gonna be uprooted. It might feel like it at times. You might feel like, what is happening? So you are rooted. She is rooted. What does that look like for us? We are not made to withstand the storms of life without our roots being deep in the soil of God's goodness. We won't stand. We won't. Maybe you can even think of a time in your life where all things fell apart. Where were your roots? Were you grounded? When the pressure's on, think about this, like maybe ask yourself, where are my roots right now? How deep are they in God's goodness? And where am I at? If a storm was to come at me right now, like would I just be completely uprooted? Or what's the status of my heart? What's the status of my life? And maybe ask yourself, what comes out of you when the pressure's on? If you're at my house and we're having like a dinner party, my husband literally hates having dinner parties because I am so crazy. Like I am the woman running around with a vacuum cleaner, like clean something, you know, like stuffing things in places. And I'm not chill at all. And it's like friends, like no one's gonna judge, like, but I'm just like, I don't know what it is. My house needs to be clean and I get a little crazy. When I know that I need to have some time with the Lord, usually my mouth is a good indicator because like things start coming out. Not necessarily bad words, but jealous little things or little judgments come out of me. And I have to go, whoa. Like, where is my heart right now? Like, what's going on? What's going on in my life? Where are my roots? What's my root system like? Why don't you turn to the person next to you? And I just want you to ponder this question for a moment with your girlfriends and ask, hey, like, what would be a few ways that if I feel like my roots are a little shallow right now, like maybe I feel like at any moment I could topple over. I feel like I can't really stand for anything else. Like, what would be some super practical things that you could do starting tonight or tomorrow to get your roots to grow deeper in the goodness of God? Okay, so 30 seconds. Grab your girlfriend. Why don't you come up with a couple ideas? All right, girls. Why don't you shout out a few ways that you guys came up with? devotionals. So reading your Bible or reading a book or something about the Bible. Solitude. I love that. Yeah. Anything else? You can just yell it out. Art. I love that. Yeah. Meditating. Being in nature. Worshiping. A playlist. I love that. Anything else? How are we getting our roots to go deeper into the goodness of God, into the things of God? Practicing generosity. I love that. What did you say behind it? Talking to God. I love that. Generosity. Yeah. It's being intentional, right? When was the last time you took 30 seconds to think about how you could grow with God? I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't usually take 30 seconds in my day to say, hey, God, hi, what can we do? Like, where can I find myself right now in your presence? Hey, how can I get quiet to be with you? Or how can I be generous in a way? Or we gotta be intentional. So take another 30 seconds and you be intentional with yourself. What are you gonna do? What is something that tonight you wanna see sparked in your life to grow those roots deeper into the goodness of God? 30 seconds. If you wanna write it down, you can. Put it in your phone, you can. Or just have it up here. Okay, less than 30 seconds. Now tell your girlfriend. Because accountability is great. Why don't you tell your girlfriend what you're gonna do to grow those roots? So when we live in the reality that we're seen by God, and we let our roots go deep into the goodness of God, we become strong. We become strong. So third, she is strong. You are strong. And I don't mean like you could go like push a car strong. Maybe you could, that'd be so cool. But you have access to something that makes you strong. You have access to someone who makes you strong. And so even when we're feeling weak and we're feeling like, I cannot do this, you have access to God who says, in your weakness, he's made strong. Right. Amen? And I just want to tell you that you are strong. Whatever you're facing right now, you can do it. Because God is with you. I will tell you, you probably can't do it on your own. And you weren't designed to do it on your own. Right. We were designed to do it with God. In community with one another. Why don't you look to the person to your right or your left and say, you are strong. So my favorite drink, if I was going to Starbucks, we're almost done. My favorite drink, if you ever want to get me a drink from Starbucks, it is a venti, right? Because I need a lot. Earl Grey tea with an inch of steamed almond milk. Okay? An inch of steamed almond milk. And I'm a big tea drinker. I love tea. And I hope you enjoyed your little tea tasting tonight. There was lots of fun teas back there. But to make tea, you need a kettle. We don't really have to have a kettle. But the way I like to make tea is this is my kettle from home. I like to use purified water if I can. The Evian. I go and I buy Evian water. I'm a pastor, guys. We're on a pastor budget. Evian water into my machine. And No, it's toilet water, guys, because, no, I'm just a servant of the Lord. But I like to put it in my kettle, and even better, my kettle on the stove, because then you can hear it whistle, and it's just so nice. But I like to heat up my water, and I have my mason jar, because I'm really cool like that, and I needed a clear glass to show you. I hope this doesn't break. Okay. So I put my tea bag in. A friend once told me that's the best way to do it, is to let the hot water come onto the tea bag that it makes. You guys are so scared for me. Good friends. So I put my water in, and I let it usually sit for about 3 minutes, 3 to 4 minutes. And it gets nice and dark and yummy and really hot. You guys are right. That is really hot. That's how I make my tea, and then I add my... If I like when it's foamed, but not all the time. Did you know that this tea bag was designed to be in hot water? Right? If you ever put a tea bag in cold water, nothing happens. You are designed to get into tough situations, and the best part of you come out.
Right.
Okay? That's who you are. That tough situation, that hard season is meant to pull out the gold in you. So that you can be enjoyed, that your life can be enjoyed. And not only that, but it's a joy to other people. So sometimes we get into those hot moments and those sticky situations and those difficult seasons, and we're like, I just want to get out of this. Maybe, just maybe, God has something for you in that moment that can only happen in that tough moment. And as long as we're fighting and kicking and screaming and avoiding what needs to happen, maybe we have to go around it a little bit longer. Remember the Israelites? Remember those guys? Man, just kept wandering around because they just couldn't get it together. And sometimes we do that, right? You are strong. And it's not because you are strong, but it's the God in you is strong. And it's not that he always brings the trial, but he uses it to pull something out of you that is beautiful and that is lovely. I love this Eleanor Roosevelt quote. You guys heard this? A woman is like a tea bag. You can't tell how strong she is until you put her in hot water. Yeah. How good is that, right? Eleanor, nice. Many of us find ourselves in hot water. Tough seasons. Man, really tough seasons. And the thing is, if I leave this tea bag in too long, do you know what happens to tea? It gets bitter. Man, I see too many women who are just bitter. Just bitter. Too many times in my life, I've looked in that mirror and I'm just bitter. I didn't allow the Lord to do what the Lord needed to do in me. And I sat in that. Man, and that was not what he intended for me. Would you allow the Lord to make you better, not bitter? Make you strong, fortified. Because what happens in that fire, man, can't happen in any other place. And you know what? It stinks and it's lonely and it's hard. But you were designed and built for it. You can do it with God's help. You can do it when you know and you realize I'm seen and known by God and nothing I can do can separate me from his love, that he is here with me right now. You can do it when your roots are going down into the goodness of God and you're remembering daily, God, oh, I remember when you showed up that time, and God, I remember when I was so lacking and there you were, and God, I remember when you brought me that friend that I had been asking for so long, and your roots continue to go down and you go and you serve and you love other people even when you don't feel like it, and your roots begin to go down, you then become strong.
Right.
Have you ever heard that saying where they say, what's the best time to plant a tree? And they say 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So some of you are like, Grace, like I'm in the storm right now and I know my roots aren't deep and I feel like any second I'm going to be toppled. Can I just say, take another step forward to God today? Because growing your roots takes time. And it takes intentionality. And God is gonna be faithful to see you through this storm, even if your roots are maybe a little bit more shallow. That's what's gonna grow your roots. Right. As you obey him in this season, your roots are gonna grow. As you trust him, your roots are gonna grow. As you come to him with your questions and your longings, your roots are going to grow. That's what grows your roots. Right? But the enemy will lie to you and tell you, oh, see, he's left you. You're not strong enough to, and you say, devil, not today. Because I am seen and I am known by God. And even if I don't feel it right now, I am going to stand on that truth. And I'm going to call up a girlfriend. And I'm going to say, I am struggling. Would you pray for me? Right. Don't let me go on and on and on with my bitter self. Would you pray for me? Would you call me out to a higher place? And would you be with me as my roots grow deep? Will you encourage me? And would you be an encouragement to others? Saying to them, you can do this. You're strong. God is with you. He's not left you. He's not abandoned you. He has a plan for you. You got to remind yourself of these things. And then you are strong. When we rest in the truth that we are seen by him and we allow ourselves to be rooted in him, we stand strong. We stand strong. Have you ever seen a plant that began to grow out of control and you needed to put a stake in the ground to hold its place? Allow God to be that stake, that he strengthens you. He even directs you where to grow next. She is seen, she is rooted. She is strong. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified. For the Lord your God goes before you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Some of you need to write Deuteronomy 31:6 on your hand and go look that up and put it on a post-it note in your room and remind yourself that I am not alone. When God says to be strong and courageous, he means trust in me because he's with me. 2 Corinthians 12:9-11 says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for I am weak then. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Amen? Would you stand with me as we close? I don't know where you find yourself tonight on this awesome Tuesday night, but God sees exactly where you are, what you need, and what you saw was happening earlier. It's just people meeting with God in his presence, and that is available for you at any moment of the day. And he delights when we run into his presence. And he meets us with arms open wide. So to be a woman who's living an abundant life, right? That when we look in that mirror, we say, you're strong, we mean it. And we say, you're awesome, we mean it. We say, you're kind, you're compassionate, you're giving, you're lovely, you're doing a good job. And we mean it. You're enough. And we mean it. That has to be from something much deeper than what we could ever muster up, right? Or what anyone else could say about us. It's because we're known, we're seen by God, and we know that he sees us, he values us, that we're rooted in him. And then we're strong. And I think some of us have been challenged tonight with the fact that maybe our roots are not in a good place. And we're rooted in something other than the truth of God and his goodness. And it takes you just acknowledging that, taking a step closer to him. And he's there to meet you and he's there to fortify you. Can I pray for you? Why don't you grab the hand of someone next to you or their shoulder? Just touch them. Jesus, I look in this room and I see beautiful women who are loved, who you care deeply about. And even if they don't feel loved in life, you love them. And when they don't feel seen in life, you see them. And when they don't feel cared for, you care for them. And Jesus, I even see situations that these women have been in, like that hot water, where they have cried out and said, "Where are you, God? Why would you, God?" And Jesus, I see you there with them, like you were there with me. But God, would you make that known to them? Pray right now for a deep healing in the hearts of women who felt abandoned in life. Jesus, would you come and heal that? Would you give them the revelation that you are with them, not rejoicing in the sorrow that they felt in that moment, but there with them, holding them, crying with them, God, that you've never left us. Jesus, where any of us have our root system in a shallow place, God, would you help us be intentional? Give us the courage, give us the strength to ask for help, to reach out, to get prayer, to come before you real and honest and vulnerable, Lord, that you accept us just as we are. God, would you help us? I sense that there's someone here that you have been disobedient in your life, that you know that God is asking you to do something, forgive someone, to step into something new, and you have been disobedient. Would you be brave tonight and say, God, I'm gonna be obedient so that my roots are deep? And God, for anyone here that feels lacking, that feels like they are not strong in any way, Holy Spirit, would you just breathe on them your power, your love? Fill us up, God. We want to be women who reflect your goodness to a world that desperately needs it, God. We love you, Jesus. We love you, God. Help us, Lord, to be the women that you've called us to be. Amen? Amen. Ladies, I love you so much, and I'm so honored that you would be here tonight, and we love you. I'm excited for what Jesus is doing in your life and what he's continuing to do and what he started tonight. We have a prayer team up here still for the night. If you would like to receive prayer, we would love for you to come up and get that. If not, hang out. Enjoy one another. There's a free gift in the back. I hope you got that. The merch table is open now. So if you want to buy some of the lovely earrings or jewelry or shirts or hats, that's available. Love you. God bless you. Let's be the church this week. You are awesome.